Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading in Chicago and Kansas City. In Kansas City, July hard red winter wheat is 751 and a quarter down a quarter. December is 780 up a half. July wheat in Chicago is 710 and a quarter up one and a half. December, 733 and a quarter up a half. July corn, 658 and a half up two and three quarters. December, 554 down six. It's coming off its low of the day, though. It's been as low as 546 and three quarters today. July soybeans, 1525 and a quarter, down seven and a quarter. November, 1309 and a quarter, down 16 and a quarter. July soybean meal, 453.50, down 90 cents. July soybean oil, 48.23, down 43. June live cattle, 120.80, up 7.5. August feeder cattle, 144.82.5, they're up 40. And June lean hogs are 96.40, and they're up 57.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Dave.
How much should we trust the hook reversal lower yesterday in the December corn market?
Well, you know, if you've been watching your screen, we just saw the July corn turn positive for the first time this morning. And basically, we've seen the D's and everything turn around a little bit. We've seen the November beans come off the low. We've got a catch-22 situation. We made fairly decent progress last week during the wet week. But there's still probably 5 to 6 million acres of corn to be planted, Dave. You know, and there's probably going to be somewhere in the 3 to 4 million acres that don't get planted when it's all said and done. It's also the wettest spring ever recorded for Iowa in 141 years, and that's the area that generally yields well and generally is the farthest behind on planting.
I guess my reaction to that is remembering 2009. I think 2009 was a wet year, too.
Uh-huh.
And there was all this talk about how we were going to lose a bunch of acres in the corn market. And then when it all came said and done for March to the June report, we gained 2 million acres.
I don't think we're going to be gaining 2 million acres. You know, number one, we were starting at some pretty lofty levels of corn acres with figuring that 97.3. You know, will we lose 5 million? I don't think we will. Could we lose 1 to 3? Yes, we can and probably will, just because of the way the insurance program is set up now, that we will see preventive plant taking in a lot of areas of North Dakota, South Dakota, parts of Minnesota, and there will be a few parts in Iowa.
So I guess the question then becomes, when you begin to look at this crop progress report, we talked about what needs to go in the ground. We can talk a little bit more about what needs to be still needs to be emerged and what will have to emerge later because the crop is running late. When we begin to think about that, we begin to think about the July, and it's pretty hot the third week of July generally around here. Do we think that perhaps corn has gone high enough for now, but there's another rally coming maybe in midsummer?
I would say that it's went high enough for now, and we'll see what the weather does to see if there's a secondary rally.
Turn your attention to soybeans, please.
The soybeans, you know, we've had three things going. We've had bullish weather, we've had bullish technicals, and we've had title crop stocks. That's kept us moving on up to this time period. We had a little profit taking here last night and partially this morning. We did see some fair amounts of beans planted. Some people are trying to talk up the yield loss and everything a lot more than it probably needs to be. But what we really need to look at is South American beans being offered $1, $1.75 cheaper than the U.S. beans. And that sort of tells us we should be taking advantage probably of any sort of rally over the $13 mark here for the new crop beans, Dave.
It's all about the planting pace, it seems to me, in the beans right now, and whether or not the price of new crop beans is attractive enough to take those acres that may be preventive planting and have them planted in soybeans instead. Is that something that traders are thinking is a function of the marketplace right now?
Well, of course it is. They're wanting to get those acres planted. They're trying to make it advantageous. Some of them are targeting 1360 basis November beans for their next sale, 1320 in the November 14 beans is when to do it that way. And basically they are trying to buy some bushels for fall and buy some acres.
And it looks to me like July beans are going to test where Maine went off the board. I mean, and that's not a stretch. It's only a few pennies away. Isn't that pretty remarkable?
You know, it is compared to when we saw the last report and things got bashed pretty hard. Why, it's amazing that we were able to do it. You know, we always say that that generally happens, but some of us lost faith, me being one of them.
So this is a big, juicy gift for hedgers, for those who wanted to make cash sales, replace them on paper. Do you think that many producers took advantage of this rally?
No.
Well, that's pretty short. Why not?
Because now we're scared to sell because our crop isn't in the ground, or if it is in the ground, it isn't up very far. And we are scared of all the other reasons you said. And the last 3 years, if we had sold here, we were wrong.
Well, there is that. The last 3 years, we would have been very wrong. What else are you looking at?
Well, of course, we're watching the weather forecast very closely. Mm-hmm. We're looking to see if there's going to be that time when we can, you know, feather in these last few acres or the acres that we're going to get planted timely that aren't in the really wet areas. You know, and we're talking to three or four of our customers this morning. They've got one field left and whatever. They feel they can go this afternoon, probably, if not in the morning before this rain hits tomorrow evening, and get finished up. You know, we're watching, I mean, basically what is happening around the world, and we're seeing some rains in Russia and Ukraine and like that. That's helping their crop. They're getting a bigger one in there. We're watching, you know, how the wheat harvest, if it's getting ready to come in, and how that's going to look in different places, too, because that's going to be a big thing, looking at how much wheat we have as to sort of feather in and fill in for some corn usage here to get through the end of the year.
Last week, I think a number of people began to roll out of their contracts, some of the smaller folk. But this week, I'm reading that the larger index funds are going to roll out of their contracts, roll forward.
Are we talking about the Goldman Roll?
We're talking about the Goldman Roll, yeah.
The Goldman Roll starts Friday, Dave.
and so, but just a general question, because I don't know that I've ever talked about it on the air. What is it, and what is the implications of it?
Okay, the Goldman Sachs Fund generally tends to be long. They generally tend to roll out of their position, the July position here now during the month of June. A lot of times they will take that roll on out to the November, basically. So they'd be selling the July and buying the November here. And it will start. It doesn't happen all at once. It will be stretched over about a week's time period. But they will be actually exiting the July, which that's a lot of people felt that that would hurt the bull call spread or the bull spread and lean along the July and short the November.
Anything else before we let you go this morning, Wayne?
That's about it. Today's pretty slow news day.
It is a slow news day. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and look at the current trade and see how futures are moving along electronically in a pit that's called the composite numbers. Hard red winter wheat in July is 751 and a quarter, down a quarter. The December at 779 is down a half. July wheat in Chicago actually higher, 711 and a quarter, up two and a half. December at 734, up one and a quarter. July corn continuing to rally in the last 10 minutes, 662 and a half, and now is up six and three quarters. December 555, down five. And again, it's been as low today as 546 and three quarters. July soybeans, 1527 and a quarter, down five and a quarter. They've been as low today as 518. November at 1310 and three quarters, down 14 and three quarters, and they're coming off the mat a little bit too. Their low of the day is 1304. July soybean meal, 454.10, down 30. July soybean oil at 48.30, down 36. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.